Welcome to Exploring Sovereignty with Elizabeth, and we're hopping on today in this micro episode to say happy astrological new year. We are now in the spring equinox, which came in on March 19th in 2024 in the evening Central Standard Time, around a few minutes after 10 p.m. And that's the balance where we hit this balance of light and dark, where we start to ignite into Aries, which is that cardinal fire sign that ignites the astrological new year and really gets us going. We've talked a bit this past few months about how, you know, some people celebrate the new year January 1, according to the Gregorian calendar. And as we align ourselves more with nature, both interior, our own nature, and exterior, the nature of the world around us, we come into greater balance and harmony. And that's something that I've noticed with myself, that as I sort of refine my energies, refocus my energies more in alignment with the astrological new year of Aries, that cardinal sign of Aries kicking it off, and the spring equinox kicking it off, I find that I have more vitality. Like, I'm not forcing myself to do something in the throes of winter in the Northern Hemisphere that I'm not prepared to do yet, which is like set intentions, think about what I want to manifest, and try to bring that into action. And we're really also, because of the way the signs are working right now with the collective, these last, 11, 12, 13, 14 months, we've been moving from Libra, the sign of Libra, which is South Node in the collective. And that's about balance and relationships. But the shadow of it is about people pleasing at the cost of yourself, or self-sacrifice instead of really coming into your own gifts, talents, and attributes. And we're moving toward the North Node of the moon, which as a collective, which is in the sign of Aries, which is about I am, about authenticity, sovereignty, when that's sometimes not well balanced. So there, we need that balance, right? It can be seen as selfish, right? And so, or it might be experienced as selfish. And so we're really working skillfully, if you think of the infinity sign between these two nodes, of bringing the gifts, the mastery of the past, how to be in balance with self and others, and move it into our authenticity and sovereignty, which is so exciting. Or at least I find that really exciting. And we're also just a few days shy of this full moon lunar eclipse that's going to be happening for us on March 25th. And it's a full moon lunar eclipse in Libra. So what are eclipses? Eclipses tend to eclipse out energies we no longer need. I also think of them as like the image that always comes to my mind when I think of an eclipse is that, you know, surprises might happen, but also like if you have ever jump roped as a young kid and you're holding a bunch of jump ropes and you shake the jump ropes up and down, it's like they do this like wave-like response. And when I think of eclipses, they move us, they catapult us forward in timelines. And with our intention, we can really catapult and transform to an optimal future that we want for ourselves, for our loved ones, for the world that we're living in. And as that full moon lunar eclipse happens on March 25th, the first one of the year, both if you're counting the new year from January 1, it's the first one, but also for the first one of this astrological year, is that that happens on March 25th. And it's really going to be working with those South Node energies of eclipsing out full realization of what you need to release for yourself around those Libra themes. And then shortly after, on April 7th, 8th, depending where you are, there is going to be a new moon eclipse. And that is going to help us move further into these new energies, this fiery setting intentions, more authenticity and sovereignty coming forward. Because when we are shining our brightest, when we are not self-sacrificing ourselves, but really stepping into our gifts, talents, and attributes, we are able to not only support ourselves better, but it's almost like this energy goes out into those that are around us, and other people step into their gifts, talents, and attributes more fully, and they shine brighter too. So the more of us that are shining into our what we're here to do, the better. And that positively impacts the collective and our growth and evolution as human beings having a divine experience on this jewel of a planet, Earth. So with that being shared, you should definitely check out one of my friends and colleagues and friends of the shows, Alex from Coyote Star Astrology. She does beautiful, beautiful videos on this on YouTube. So check her out. She's also on Instagram and TikTok, and I love learning from her with her, as well as Pam Gregory, who's from England. She does beautiful work around astrology and so many others. But if you're curious, just dive in and start to learn how the planets, the stars, nature, your own nature, when it's working in balance and harmony, it can bring great order and optimal flow to your life. And you can be more skillful. So happy new year, happy new spring, however you are celebrating. And may you experience great growth and those optimal manifestations coming forward this spring. So that's what we're here to share. All right. Thanks for joining me. This is Exploring Sovereignty with Elizabeth. And we look forward to seeing you soon.